And you're listening to AM, where it's approaching 12 and a half minutes past 8. A reminder, the audio and transcripts of our stories can be found on our website. To find it, just type ABC space AM into your search engine and follow the links. To follow us on Twitter, just search AM World Today PM. What looks to be a breakthrough in the repair of damaged spinal cords in dogs may pave the way for similar operations for humans. UK researchers have managed to repair severe spinal cord injuries in dogs by injecting their spines with cells taken from the lining of their noses. The cells helped repair the parts of the nerve cells which transmit signals, and the canine patients can now move their once paralysed limbs. Simon Lauder reports.
Jasper, the dash hound, had a severe spinal cord injury which paralysed his back legs. Now he can keep up with the treadmill on all fours. His owner, Peter Hay, is thrilled.
Before the event, he was effectively a crippled dog. He had no rear leg function. He dragged his feet around and generally couldn't get up on them. He couldn't move them. But now he can stand, he can get to his feet, he can walk.
Jasper is one of 23 pet dogs with severe spinal cord injury who were injected with cells taken from their noses, olfactory and sheathing cells, which usually work to maintain and repair the pathway between the brain and the nose. It's part of the first randomised controlled trial to test the transplant in real-life injuries, rather than in a controlled clinical environment. The study was a collaboration between Cambridge University and the Medical Research Council in the UK, and the findings are published in the latest edition of the journal Brain. Co-author Professor Robin Franklin told the BBC the same technique should be able to restore some movement in people with spinal cord injuries.
This is a procedure that should be tried in humans. However, there are two important caveats. One is that the outcome isn't consistent, so we shouldn't expect all individuals to improve as a result of this intervention. And the other is that because we haven't been able to recover all of the functions that are lost in spinal cord injury, the real cure to spinal cord injury is going to be a multi-component approach, of which cell transplantation will be one component.
The director of Monash Immunology and Stem Cell Laboratories, Professor Richard Boyd, says it's a very promising study.
For people out there with any kind of spinal cord injury, any kind of news is good news. This is a particularly difficult condition to treat. In humans, there's almost no treatment available.
How much hope should we have that this treatment can be used in humans?
Well, I think any translation between an animal study and a human has to be viewed with great caution. But in this particular instance, these are relatively large animals, not mice or rats in a laboratory, but dogs. So I think that there is some hope that this kind of study can be applicable to the human condition.
There's a lot of work going on using stem cells to repair spinal cord injuries. Does this mean that the olfactory repair cells might actually be a better way to go?
It's hard to say whether they end up will be better or not better than stem cells or stem cell-directed differentiation, because the jury is still out on that one. But certainly what it tells us is if we can get to a type of cell that has this ensheathing property, that in the instance of spinal cord injury, it could be used to repair.
The director of Monash Immunology and Stem Cell Laboratories, Professor Richard Boyd, speaking to Simon Lauder. And pictures of Jasper, the repaired sausage dog, will be on our website later this morning.